Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. It's me, Horace Podmore, your political commentator. Now, good old Starmer, he wants to bring back Shamima Begum. Now she, this evil ISIS bride, will hear her latest, in the courts this week. Now, do you think a woke judge will give her permission to come back to the UK? Personally, I hope she rots in fucking hell. She is evil. Whichever way you look at it, she's a nasty piece of work and shouldn't be allowed back in this country. Meanwhile, I wish they would stop calling these fuckers refugees. They are not refugees. They are illegal, economic migrants coming here for one sole purpose, to rape. There's so many of them being caught at the moment that are trying to groom young girls, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. And they're being caught. They're not refugees. They are economic, illegal migrants that are coming here for benefits and to rape. And the bloody government's complicit in it. They're bringing them in all the time. There's nearly 2,000 been brought in already this year. Can you believe it? Meanwhile, the old Bill, right, ganged up on this poor English bloke that's lost his home and everything. He's got a tent in the woods. And they're going around, they're ripping his tent down and evicting him for this woods. All the while, the government is spending £9 million a day of our taxpayers' money housing these illegal economic fucking migrants that come here to rape and after our fucking taxpayers' money. Yet our own citizens are left on the street and harassed. Fucking, it's outrageous. Meanwhile, you wonder why there's two-tier policing? I know this is going back a little while, but this arsehole's taken the knee to BLM. The police turn a blind eye to all these hate-filled marches every week. Yet one person stands up against it. They're the ones that's arrested. They're the ones that's harassed by the police. There's something fucking wrong in the system. I saw this. You couldn't make it up. And there's so much evidence of it. Old Mammy giving his goat one. Yeah. That's what you've got. That's what you're bringing into the country. We don't need it. Islam is like a cancer. It'll fucking kill you. Look at all the terrorist acts that we've had in this country and around the world. 90-odd% of it's all Muslim. All Islam related. They're the ones that are doing it. People that eat bacon sandwiches don't go around blowing themselves up, do they? This is what they think of us. They really do. They hate our culture. They hate our values. They hate our identity. But they don't hate us enough to leave, do they? And why? Because they get fucking benefits. Stop their fucking benefits. They might piss off. We should ban the burqa. Ban Islam. stop building bloody mosques and kick them out. It doesn't mix with our culture, our values, our standards. Meanwhile, old Prince William, he stuck his nose into this Palestine, Gaza malarkey. It's very simple. Keep your nose out. And the only way to get a ceasefire is if Hamas give back all those that are holding hostage. That's how to stop it. And the IDF ain't going to stop until they get all the hostages back. So call for what you fucking want. It's Hamas that has to call the ceasefire and hand back all the hostages. That will cause a ceasefire. Anyway, I'm going to harp on again. Brexit. Vote for reform, UK. We might get it. 17.4 million of us voted for Brexit. We should turn out and vote for reform, and we might get it. So, till the next one, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.